Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King-Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
Michelle, we're moving into the aisle where the greeting cards are, maybe medications at your neighborhood, I don't know, CVS or some pharmacy. And in addition to the greeting cards and medications, we see contraceptives.
Oh.
What's that about?
Oh.
Well, we need to discuss this. And I
saw
a fabulous piece written all about this. And the expert who was quoted is Senior Fellow and Health Economist with the National Center for Policy Analysis, Dr. Devin Herrick. And Devin, we absolutely welcome you to Her Radio to discuss what is all of this movement about, having the contraceptive pill made over-the-counter. Tell us about the controversy. Tell us about what you have found in your own analysis, pros and cons.
Well, thanks for having me, and I would love to discuss this. As you recall, when the proponents in Congress were debating the Obamacare or the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act, the proponents, the supporters, wanted to make hormonal contraceptives or oral contraceptives, really of all types, more affordable by requiring your health insurance provider, your health plan, to provide these at no cost. Well, I'm an economist, so, that doesn't really make them more affordable. It merely shifts the cost. It makes it where you pay for them in a less convenient way. And so there's actually a bill in the Senate right now that I thought was a great idea. It was, well, why don't we make, allow oral contraceptives or the pill over the counter without a doctor's prescription? Well, it's what struck me as kind of odd was, Planned Parenthood immediately came out against this and said, no, that would make it unaffordable. This is an organization that's long supported the idea. What they didn't agree with was, well, maybe your health plan wouldn't be required to pay for it. Well, my research shows, and I've been doing research on how to make drugs affordable for about 10 years or more. When a prescription drug is moved to over-the-counter, the price falls by anywhere from 85 to 99%. And just think how convenient that would be for people who don't want to have to make a trek to their doctor.
Yeah. I see. So let's look at all sides of this, which is kind of fascinating. Devin, I love that you did the economic analysis. I think that that's a fabulous idea. If we step back a moment, let's look at the whole issue of how women, logistically, are supposed to make decisions about contraceptive. Michelle, what are some of your thoughts? Because Michelle is the founder of Empower Her. She has 4 million views, every month, and it's sort of a beehive of all things women, discussing women's health, etc. Birth control is a big subject here.
Huge.
Michelle, what's been the kind of the beehive feedback on some of this?
So when I started looking at this, Pam, and I like the economic piece of it too that Devin's doing, but here's the problem. Women don't, no two birth control pills are alike. No two women are alike. So they're going to be faced with making decisions about a birth control pill that may not work for them. And we're already seeing an incidence of women who are trading, young women who are trading pills because they're gaining weight, right? That's one example. And so the doctor isn't helping them determine why the weight gain's occurring, so they're just trading pills with other women, which is very unhealthy. And so when you're over the counter, you're looking at all these different pills, which one are you gonna pick that's gonna work for you? So it's a problem.
Well, yeah. Well, Devin, how are they working out? I mean, do you know anything about logistics on this? I'm a physician, and I'm thinking to myself, well, okay. And if someone wants to be placed on birth control pills, are they first seeking a physician or, for that matter, a primary care provider? It could be nurse practitioner, physician assistant. Are they seeking some kind of counsel, some kind of information before they roll in there and they see sort of a GNC kind of level of counters of this stuff? I mean,
exactly.
How does this work, Devin?
Well, yeah, that's a good point, because, you know, no one is saying that women shouldn't see their doctor. I mean, of course you should. You
of
should
course.
Seek the best advice you can. Talk to the pharmacist. The pharmacist knows a lot about the drugs and the chemistry and of pharmaceuticals. But, you know, this bill would not change the current, you know, the regulation in the Affordable Care Act that says, you know, wellness visits, preventive care, visits to the doctor, you know, for your visit to the doctor should not be paid for with no cost sharing. Of course, it still would continue to be. And for that matter, you could ask your doctor, which of these over-the-counter pills should I buy if I choose to buy one over-the-counter? And if the doctor writes you a prescription, it's automatically covered. So, you know, I don't think, at least we hope it's not passing pills around like, you know, red hots, as they say.
Yeah.
Getting
yeah.
advice is... But I go back, in my example, what I looked at was some of the other pills that have been moved over-the-counter, like Prilosec, or some of these are heartburn
right.
drugs,
proton
pump inhibitors, things
right.
like that. And, you know, it's the same boat. I've talked to people that said, well, you know, Prevacid works better for them than Prilosec or even some of the older heartburn drug. So, yeah, you would definitely want to seek some information from your healthcare provider. And, you know, and weight gain is a common problem, and as are mood swings and other things. So, yeah, you don't want to just grab the first one you see. You would definitely want to seek out the advice and look at the warnings and look at side
yeah.
effects. And
the trouble is, Michelle and I are looking at each other, and what we're imagining is the ultimate nightmare. You've got a bunch of teenage girls and young yeah. adults rolling through, utterly clueless, don't want to take the time, or they don't have a primary care provider.
And or they're not talking about the fact that they're having sex.
Exactly, which is the other issue. Mm. When you've done a phenomenal job with, you know, your cost analysis on Prilosec, Zantac, Claritin, but none of those have an emotional, you know, overtone to it. Because so what, your stomach and, you know, allergies, and who cares anyway? I mean, at the end of the day, what you're really worrying about here is, you know, overt sexual abuse, you know, sexual activity on the part of these kids, and the fact that there's a whole culture that's sort of secretive about that. And then I'm seeing so many of these young women smoking and birth control pills, very bad. That's a bad combination. Who's really talking to them? These young women are not going to talk to a pharmacist, I can put money on it, because they're not going to share that kind of thing. If it's an allergy, sure, all day long. But if it's, you know, something like, hi, I'm sexually active, not so much. And they have trouble telling a primary care provider, let alone a pharmacist.
Yes.
So I think that this may be a different kind of play just because of the kind of medication it is, and the overlay, the emotional and social cultural overlay that goes along with it. So as a physician, I'm hoping that there's an active discussion about this. And Michelle and I, you know, both share the same concern that people are really addressing this, you know, openly. And I think your analysis has been fantastic. So we've been talking to Dr. Devin Herrick, who is Senior Fellow, Health Economist with the National Center for Policy Analysis, about a real sticky issue. What happens when birth control pills, when contraceptives suddenly show up over the counter in your, you know, favorite neighborhood pharmacy? Is that a good thing or a funky thing? Who knows? Dr. Herrick, thank you for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
I think Devin has a point. We need to get the drug costs down. I'm not sure if that's the way to do it or not, but you're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.